every day, every week, news about the economy and the numbers it's generating moves the markets and changes people's feelings about it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Money Life's Economy Watch starts your Monday by looking at the economic news from last week and what to watch for in the week ahead.
I feel happy! I feel happy!
Well, no matter how you feel about it, it's the economic news that has people's attention and will keep them talking about it all week.
Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Talk is cheap. Perhaps a test of thy faith.
It's Money Life's Economy Watch.
Shut up and start talking.
And that's exactly what I'll do, and I'm very pleased to welcome back to Money Life William Delwich. He is an investment strategist with Robert W. Baird & Company. If you want more information on the firm, it's rwbaird.com. If you want more information on Willie, well, he's at Willie Delwich on Twitter, and he has one of those Twitter feeds that if you actually look and you try to figure out who's putting up stuff that you want to follow, Willie would be one of those guys. And I can say that particularly now because, well, not only is he here and ready to talk about what's been going on, but Robert W. Baird just issued its 2015 outlook. So maybe we'll get to a little bit of that as well. Willie Delwich, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
You know, we are at a time where the market sort of gets ready for its Santa Claus rally and those kinds of things. And everybody's also getting ready to shut down for year end. Do we kind of figure things are on shutdown mode and just look ahead, or is there something to be said for what's going to happen in the next week or two?
Well, I think last week kind of showed that Santa Claus is still real, at least as far as the stock market is concerned. And so we now have that tailwind as we go into year end. And so, yeah, it probably at this point is kind of shutdown mode for the year. Interestingly, the first part of December was marked by everyone looking for Santa Claus and wondering where he was. Well, now he's here. Now we actually get that drift higher into year end, I think.
And that being the case, do we wind up seeing a January effect?
It looks like it at this point. We've really got some good momentum first off of the October lows and now off of these December lows. And so we're seeing momentum improve. We're seeing breadth improve. And if that continues to go, then, yeah, there's reason to believe that we get some further strength into January.
You know, we had last week a Fed announcement, and the market basically yawned it off. Is that what they should have done?
You know, I think so. I think the importance was the Fed reminding the market that it's a bunch of grown-ups, and it's not taking a day-by-day look at the markets or the economy, but a bigger picture approach. And so I think that reassured the markets, but from a policy perspective, we didn't really get much new out of the Fed. It's going to continue to evaluate things as they go forward and see if and when it's appropriate to raise rates.
Okay. So we've gotten through Santa Claus rally. We'll get in, have a little bit of a January effect. Let's talk a little bit about the outlook that you guys at Baird just released, because it's not quite as optimistic as some that I've seen. It's not full-on pessimistic, but you guys are talking a bit about bumpy rides here.
Sure. Well, that gets back to two things. One, valuations remain excessive, and two, investors are almost fully invested in stocks. And so those two things alone can add to low volatility and can make for some uncertainty. But underneath of that, conditions are improving, and we really do expect stocks to move higher over the course of 2015. Maybe not a straight-up move, maybe not a repeat of 2013, but probably a better year than 2014 ended up being.
And that being the case, when you then throw in the idea that, okay, well, the Fed has given us guidance, and that kind of means that we should expect rates to go up, how much are you suggesting people start to reevaluate their portfolio and decide that they might want to reallocate assets?
Well, we're not doing that yet. And part of that is we're not in the camp that thinks that the Fed is necessarily going to raise rates in 2015. I think the Fed's going to be very cautious about starting that rate hike path, in part because they don't want to start and then have to stop or reverse themselves. And so I think they're going to be very patient. That's, you know, language from their statement in terms of going down that path. And so it could very well be the case, and it's our expectation, that they'll probably be on the sidelines for all of 2015, which means that the Fed is still a tailwind for stocks, and stocks could continue to do well for this coming year.
How about looking internationally? If we're going to see a bumpy ride domestically, are we going to see things smooth out internationally, where if the policy here has been don't fight the Fed, well, now you have all of the foreign equivalents of the Fed, or many foreign equivalents of the Fed, who are easing there. So do you not fight them and maybe tilt that way at all?
I wouldn't say no. The situation in Europe, the situation in Japan with respect to their central banks, with respect to their economies, is much different from the U.S. experience. And so I would be much more in the camp of wait and see in terms of international exposure. We continue to recommend investors look to the U.S. for continued leadership, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing money flow towards the U.S. The strong dollar helps that. The improving economy that we're seeing helps that U.S. leadership. And so from an international perspective, we would tilt towards the U.S. still.
And can we get through 2015 without some sort of a major correction? I mean, bumps is one thing, major massive downturn another.
Obviously, we don't know at this point, but I would frame it from this perspective, that expectations are that 2015 will be relatively good for stocks. The thing to watch will be the broad market, will be small caps. If we continue to see improvement there, then any pullbacks that we might see along the way in 2015 would be seen as opportunities to increase stock exposure. On the other hand, if small caps aren't able to get back in gear, if the broad market isn't able to continue to improve, then yeah, the risk of a more significant pullback increases as we move through next year.
Well, Willie, that's great stuff. A good perspective that help us get through the new year and then much more beyond it. And folks, if you want to check out the 2015 investment outlook and perspective from Robert W. Baird, well, you're going to go to rwbaird.com. And of course, Willie Delwich is investment strategist at Robert W. Baird. You can find him on Twitter. He's at Willie Delwich. Willie, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Hey, we have just gotten the Monday, December 22nd show off to a rolling start, but there's a lot more Money Life to go. Up next, a little something special before we then move to the danger zone, and then we'll cover my lump of coal awards. We're living the Money Life, and we'll get right back to it after this message.